I'll give you some. Paraboisai, our limud of Chofetz Chaim, of Hilchos Lashon Hara, every day. Hayoim of Vechol Yoim is as a chus refuah for Yosef Tov Ben Chayla, Yishtavar for Shleim, and Vesarech Shal Chayli Yisrael. So we started Hilchos Rechilos, and we said that basically Hilchos Rechilos is Lashon Hara plus animosity, Lashon Hara plus harm. Lashon Hara, which causes division or causes animosity. And just as by way of examples, there are a number of examples given. In the Sefer that we're learning of A Lesson a Day, he brings an example there, for instance, that, let's say that, trying to think of a name, a name that doesn't apply to anybody, but somebody that we know, let's say.
Moish.
Yeah? Moish. Okay? So, Moish, right, double parked on Golders Green Road in order to go into Carmeli in order to buy some rolls. And whilst he was inside, he had a heart attack. Yeah? And the ambulance came along and took him to the Royal Free. But his car still double parked in the middle of the road. It created a massive traffic jam, yeah? All the way down Golders Green Road, affected the North Circular, here and there, everything in every direction. The police eventually were called, they came along, they had to tow the car away, the tow truck couldn't get through, v'chole. People are talking about it in shul, yeah? And they're saying, you know, feel very, very sorry for Moish, because he had a heart attack whilst he was in the shop, but at the end of the day, he had no right to park, to double park just because he wanted to, and as a result of that, he created this terrible traffic jam, and he created so much inconvenience, and there was such a chilul Hashem, etc. So that's what people are talking about. Somebody goes and visits Moshe in hospital, yeah, and in order to make him feel better, he says, you know, everybody's talking about you in shul. I was talking about you in shul the other day, and Pliny said that what you did was disgusting and disgraceful. They feel very sorry for you because of the heart attack. On the other hand, there's no excuse. Maybe give him another heart attack, you're right. There's no excuse whatsoever for double parking, and it's disgusting, etc., etc. Now, Moish himself feels very bad about it. He heard about it. He realizes, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, he should never have done it. He thought it was only for a minute, it ended up being for a long time, and as a result he created all this strife, etc. So he feels very bad about it anyway. But to tell Moish that I was speaking at the back of shul, and Pliny said that in his opinion what you did was disgraceful, in his opinion what you did was a chilul Hashem, that is pure rechilus. It's not just Lashon Hara, but it's rechilus, because it's making Moish feel bad. It's making Moish feel upset, and it might be creating an animosity between Moish and the person who was speaking about him. He feels bad already, anyway, and he knows what he did. But on top of that, the fact that people are speaking about him and he hears about it, as an example, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not just Stam Lashon Hara, that's Rechilus. That means that you're creating an amount of animosity, an amount of upset, an amount of disturbance as a result of what you're saying, and that is Issei Mitam Rechilos. We have two other examples, Gleada, stories that we'll deal with tomorrow, Gleada.
Oh, yeah.
Start your day the Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, Kof Gimel Tammuz, 29th of July, Marein Harav Rav Avraham, Aaron Troy Shlita, The Light in the Dark. This week's Torah have been sponsored in Nishmas by Marta Basque with Mia Nicole Lashon on her third Yom site this Friday. The Sports Sai Shwama, Sayolim, Bamil Chamor, Shapsul, Botem, Shalom, Bin Heiro.
Today, Chof Gimel Tammuz is the end of the first week of the 3 weeks. Klal Yisrael is going through now the Tkufa of the 3 weeks. I want to start with a question. We start the 3 weeks and it goes in stages. You have from Shavuos Tammuz till Rosh Chodesh Av. Then comes the 9 days. The 9 days we're noyeg more Dinei Avelis than from before. Then you have Shvur Shecholboy. Even people who because of their gesund, cannot eat flesh for 9 days, of a Shvur Shecholboy is more chomo. Achenu Asvadim, Shvur Shecholboy, they are noyeg the halochas of the 9 days. Shvur Shecholboy this week will start Sunday, then comes Monday, Erev Tishvav after Chasois, you're not allowed to go for walks, You're not allowed to learn. The Torah way is not allowed to function Monday afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, there's more halachas. Then we come to the Sudam of Sekes and we start fasting. The day of Tisha B'Av, when do we do the most and hoggis of Avelis? It's Tisha B'Av night, and Tisha B'Av by day till Chasois, we sit on the floor, we take away the proiches from the Aron HaKodesh, and then Klal Yisrael, or Mis'abel on the Beis HaMikdash, Azoivim Lo'eleinum is Mis'abel on Ames, and then, and Shachris, Erth, and Tisha B'Av, we don't put on talis or tefillin. It's very, we don't say all the kabbonis that we say usually. And then it comes, Tisha B'Av by Chasois, you put back the peroiches, you sit back on chairs, for mincha we put on talis or tefillin. It becomes a bit more, you know, we feel the worst is over. That's what we feel. All the halachas of Tisha B'Av, eating, drinking, washing, and all the, and putting on shoes is all osa the whole day. But Tisha B'Av after Chasois, you get a feeling the worst is over. And then Motzei Tisha B'Av, Kol Echad can go and eat a suda, fleish, you can't eat yet. Drink wine, not yet. Wednesday dinner by Chasois, you can drink wine and you can eat fleish. I don't understand. When is the Shmitz, Avelis that there should be on the Beis HaMikdosh? I would say, when the Goyim Zenarayin in Heichol, and they burned down the Beis HaMikdosh. When did the Roshoim, Yemach Shemom, put fire to the Beis HaMikdosh? When did the Beis HaMikdosh go up in flames? When? Tisha B'Av. Afternoon by Mincha time. I don't understand. I would say, by Tisha B'Av night and Tisha B'Av by day, we should sit on the chairs. The peroiches should be on the Aron HaKodesh. Put on tefillin shachris. When it comes to Mincha, when the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, that's when you should sit on the floor. That's when you should take away the peroiches. That's when you shouldn't put on talis of tefillin. When should we say kinnis? We should say kinnis the hours the Beis HaMikdash was burned down, or we should say kinnis when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. It was never gewaldig. The Rishoyim were in Yerushalayim. They were in Har HaMoria. Oh, but they didn't burn down the Beis HaMikdash yet. So why is it that when the Shmitz Churban, that's when we already feel the worst is over? And we put on talis and tefillin, and we don't say kinnis, and we sit on chairs. To understand this, I want to say over a Gemara. A peledika Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bechoyres, Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down, they were the people of Athens. Very smart and clever people. And they met Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Kaiser arranged this meeting. And they came and they wanted to defeat Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and show that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Eden Halfen Zechalem or Klug. Nay, we're smart. You're stupid. So he posed many questions to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm going to talk about one question that they posed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They brought to him, Zot the Gemara, they brought to him two eggs. One egg who came from a black hen. And one egg came from a white hen. And they asked him, which egg comes from the black hen and which egg comes from the white hen? Both eggs are white. And they asked him, which egg comes from which hen? So he answered them back. So he answered back. He brought them milk, cheeses, milk, and he asked them, and this cheese can come from a goat. And he asked them back, which cheese comes from a black goat, and which cheese comes from a white goat? At Kana Gomorrah. What did they ask? And what did Rabbi Shulman Levi answer? Come the Mashor, and the Mashor says Pshat in this Gemara. And he says like this. Klal Yisrael during the year have two periods of 21 days. We have a period of 21 days from Shavuos to Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. We have a period of 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Lashana Rabbah. Two periods of 21 days. How long it takes for a hen to as an egg should come out is 21 days. So they meant to ask, and they meant to tell Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Lashana Rabbah are days of Mechilas Avoinus. They're days of Rachmim and Rotzen. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There is no better time in the year than Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Or Eiseis Rotzen V'atvilim Eskabelis Moi. The Rebbein Rishim, he is our Tvilis. You can talk if a holy Yashari Tvila open. Is Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Or Eiseis Rotzen V'atvilim Eskabelis Moi. Then comes the days of Sukkos. The Yimei Simcha of Sukkos. The Shmitzah Shana Rabbah. The Rebbein Rishim Piskatova. As the Gemara Chasima, the 21 days of Chodesh Tishrei are days of Mechilas Avoinus, of Simcha, of Iskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Every Eid, even today, in these 21 days, feels closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and we become closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. And the Rabbeinu Shloilom in these 21 days shows us Zayin Liebshav, Zayin Ava. How she likes Klal Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Shalom chasmet op Yom Kippur, Achayim Toivim, such all the chasodim we see through the year is all what was chasmet Yom Kippur. And Hashanah Rabbah the Piskatov. The 21 days from Shiva Osa to Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, a dark period, drei Wochen, no chasnas, mekenish tansen. It's such all the sorrows Klal Yisrael migemach. In these 3 weeks. The First World War started at Tisha B'Av. How much sorrows, how much Gedoyli Yisroel we lost in these 3 weeks. These 3 weeks is a period of Avelis, of Churban, of Richuk, of darkness. So the Athens Chachomim, they told Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it doesn't work like that. You know what? It's all the same. Like the 3 weeks are dark, like the 3 weeks in the Rebbeinu Shem shows us, we're not his children, we're not close to him. Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah is the same. Look at a year, see all the difficulties, all the sorrows that Klal Yisrael has. Where's it come from? The Yom Kippur, the Chasima Yom Kippur. It's all the same, it's all dark. There's only darkness in the life of a Yid. That's what the Athens Chachomim told Klal Yisrael. What did Rabbi Shua ben Levi answer them? He answered them a fantastic tshuva. He told them like this. They spoke about a hen. A hen, it takes 21 days till the egg comes out. He spoke about goats. What are goats? When in the Yiddish of yours do we ever talk about goats? Goats, the two goats he was talking about, are the Shnei Seirim, which we bring Yom Kippur. The two Seirim that we bring Yom Kippur are identical. Identical how high they are. Identical in looks. Identical how much they cost. They're shoving bekoime bemare over domin. Identical goats. I don't know if any of us have ever seen two identical goats in Shmare, Koyim, and Domin. One goes in Kodesh HaKadoshim. One, you spritz the dam in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And one, Lazozin. The one, so you could think, the one that goes Lifnai, Lifnim, that is, yeah, that's positive, that's, and the one that goes Lazozin is Achenvei. We find something very interesting. When the soil Azazel went down the mountain, what happened? There was a red thread that was hanging on top of the base of Mikdash. And when the soil Azazel went down, It became white. White simply is it, simcha. White, reinkite. White, black is dark, is golus. White is very positive. So Rabbi Shuv and Levi told them, what you look as negative, as dark, is light. The soil azazel, through the soil azazel, Klal Yisrael had an akapora on their avedas. When Klal Yisrael azoicha to a selicha and a kapora, it's white. The soil azazel, as you would imagine, is dark. Goes azazel, you're thrown down a mountain. Sorrows, difficulties. In a Yiddish life, there are no difficulties. All our difficulties are positive. Why? Because through the period of the 3 weeks, everyone thinks during the 3 weeks a bit more. Why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? What are all the sorrows Klal Yisrael are mitgemacht? And let us not speak about Toshim Pei Dalet. I don't remember such a year. Achenu b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. How difficult it is for them. How many Yechidim have, if I may ask, how many Yisraelims and Yisraelim come in this year? Toshim Pei Dalet. All our difficulties are not dark. They're a way to bring Eden closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. They're a way to bring Slichas, Mechiles, Unzer Avedas, and the Rabbeinu Shloilam will be able to bring Mashiach because we're sending Gemara and Oiskereinik to our Avedas. So the Mashal says, when he brought these two cheeses, they're both white. In a Yiddish Leben, there's only white. What looks dark is white. It's a way. The Soros are not kedei to bring Soros on Klal Yisrael. Every Eid is a balib de kint in the Melech Malchem Lochim. Our difficulties are to bring us closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Athens Goyim, you are right. The 3 weeks of the 3 weeks. And the 3 weeks of Chodesh Tishrei are identical. Are identical that they're both positive. A toiva for Klal Yisrael. Have a look. The eggs of the hens are white. The cheeses of the goats, it comes from a black goat, it's white. Because everything is white. Everything is positive. That's what the Mashal says. I want to say over something I heard from the Rosh Bezdin of Antwerpen, Zechroine Livroche, Rav Sternbuch, Zechroine Livroche, his yahrzeit was now Shabbos. He told me he went through a very difficult period in his life when Lo Aleinu, he went to Eretz Yisrael to give a heksher on the matzahs for the killer of Machzik Hadas. And when he was then doing the hashkocha on the matzahs, he was there with his son. And I don't know exactly what happened, but his son put his hand into the machine. And Lo Aleinu, his son, Lo Aleinu, lost his hand. He lost his hand. There was nothing to do, he lost his hand. Till where he put on tefillin, this part of the hand he lost. Rav Sternbuch came back a broken man. He said, it was, you know, Baruch Hashem, he had a gesunte bocha, gesund, and Lo Aleinu. Ja, till today, Baruch Hashem et chasen, ja, to kinder, aber, and he told me then, many people, gedoylin, called him up to give him chizik. My Zayda, the Manchester Shashiva Zechroin Levrocha, called him up to give him chizik. Many gedoylin Yisrael called him up. He said, this one person called me up and told me a vart. And this vart was the biggest chizik I got. And I'll tell you over what he told me. He said, the Tanner Rebbe Akiva, Yom Kippur, then he gang in the Rishoyim, Yemach Shemom, and they killed him. In Rebbe Akiva, we can't even imagine what these Rishoyim did. They took off his skin, B'masrekes Shel Basel, Biz Yotzo Mishmosoi, B'simcha, with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's how the Heilige Tanner Rebbe Akiva was killed al Kiddush Hashem. Sarfei Male asked from the Rebbeinu Shloilam Akasha. und sie haben gefragt, zu teure und zu schora, the Tanna Reb Akiva, he came to the biggest darge, a Yelud Ishe is angekommen. He came to the 50th darge Sharei Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was Tachsirei Ma'at Melekim only got to 49. Tanna Reb Akiva came to 50. So the Sarfei Ma'ale, the Malochim said, Zu teure und zu schora. Yotze Baskoil und auch gesagt, im Eshme Koilache, Ival hier Malochim another Koil, ach se so oilom le soyu vevoyu. I'll put back the world like it was before Sheishis Me'amaisa. Also ich steht a Gemorra. So, the question on this Gemorra is, ich make fragen, the Kasha zu teure zu schora is a good Kasha? Is a good Kasha? A good Kasha is an underestimate. It's a bomb Kasha. You take the biggest darga, a Yelud Ishe is ongekommen, from Bris Ha'olam till today. And look, I don't know of anybody else who's killed with Azach Zorius, with Azach Rishus, like Reb Akiva. The Kasha is a bomb Kasha. Why do you get this oynish of Echses Ha'olam L'Soyev Avoyim? So Rav Steinbuch told me that the tshuva he got, and I'll tell you something, it's kedai to remember this tshuva. The tshuva is poshut. He said, I'll tell you a moshel. There was a melech, and he had one daughter. He waited 20 years till the child was born, and it came to the day that he's marrying off his daughter. So the king is marrying off his only daughter. So he gave out a message in all in his kingdom. I want somebody to make me a suit for this chasna. Abba, a suit. This is once in a lifetime. My only daughter's wedding. I want a tailor to come and make for me a suit. I'll pay him whatever he wants. But he should come and make this. So tailors came along and they showed how good they are, yeah. The biggest show-offs, that's yeah, how Biz is ongekommen, our tailor, and the king found him to have, yeah, not such a show-off, and he felt, yeah, I can trust him. So he called in the tailor and he told him, how many meters do you need of fabric for my suit? So he told him, 5 meters. So he told him, I want to tell you something. Usually when you make a suit, you tailor a suit, there's always a few stickler always left over. And usually, what do? You throw them out. I want to tell you, every millimeter of this fabric that I'm using for this suit is worth thousands and thousands of ruble. I don't want you to throw out anything. You'll make me this suit, give me the suit, and all the little stickler that are left, I want back. Okay? And the tailor at him zugestellt a palatz and sorim, good food, good drinks, whatever he wanted. And the tailor sat there, weak eyed, weak eyes. After 4.5 weeks, he calls the king and he says, first fitting. First fitting, the king was standing by the mirror. He couldn't imagine that he should look so fantastic. another few days go over, second fitting. And it came to the third fitting. And the king puts on the suit. He couldn't have imagined anything better. And then he was waiting for all the little shtiklech that are left from the 5 meters of schoira. So the tailor told him, Adoini HaMelech, I made such a fantastic job that there are no shtiklech. I used your whole schoira in the suit. So the king looks at him. You know, how do you harden it? Yeah, you know, every millimeter is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And this tailor is telling him that the 5 meters that I gave you is all in the suit. So the tailor saw that the king doesn't believe him. So he told him, Adoni HaMelech, you know what? Ichel sunem de ganze kleid, and I'll show you that the 5 meters are in the suit. I'll undo the whole suit, and I'll show you that the five... So the Melech said, no, it's okay, I believe you. Mir willen verstehen zu teure und zu schora. You want to understand the short time we are here in this world, 100 years is also a short time. What's shot in Rabbi Akiva? The Sora Ruga Malchus a Kapora of Mechiris Yosef. Who are Siri a Kodesh Lashem. Kiviyochel Reboinish of Schmasarif Kvein, Bad Mechiris Yosef, and Zot the Shloa Kodesh, Kalashia Vetachas Ashovet. Everyone is the other nine of nine Shvotim. And Reboinish Loilam, Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Geirim, who are Siri a Kodesh Lashem. So he's Kiviyochel for the Reboinish. The Reboinish Loilam, Tarzain is Rekesh of Basel. You want to understand on Hoga Saboira? So the Rebbeinu Shem told me the Melochan, I'm not giving you Oynish. You know what I'm doing? I'll put the world back, the Toiva for you. I'll show you from Bris Oilam till 5784 that everything claps. There's not a millimeter, a thousandth and a millionth of a millimeter that's missing. Everything is gerech, is richtig. Now what? We're here for a short time and we want to understand everything. You can't understand it. If you want to understand on Hogas Aboira, it's not an oynish, it's a tshuva, it's an answer. You want to understand Rabbi Akiva? I'll give you an answer. Achses oylem v'soyva for you, and I'll show you from Bris Oylem till today that everything is correct. Mishvatei Hashem emes sodku yachtov. So it's piliplom. I'm telling you, I don't want to understand. You have your own fadei. I've still got time for that. Yo. If somebody says he wants to understand, so the boy should tell him, come, I'll explain you. Darf man kommen neu für dich. The Ramban schreit in Shah Gmul. Something we said today. So the Ramban in Shah Gmul, the Ramban had a Talmud of Ramban, who was royal to grow up to become a Rishon. And this Talmud was 19 years old, and he was very, very ill. And the Ramban saw that is as a gate of a game from the Welt. And the Ramban was broken, losing a Talmud who could be a future Rishon. We could today have still been Nana from the Torah of this Talmud of Ramban. So the Ramban told him, he's coming off Yene Welt. He told him where to go, told him which Oilam to go to, and ask him my name. Why the boy Nishim was going to such a swear as I didn't on Klal Yisrael that you were Nifter, so young, 19 years old. And the Talmud was Nifter. He went through a few days, he didn't come back to the Ramban and call him. The Ramban had paid on this, but eventually he came back. No, so he told the Ramban, yet the address where you sent me was the right address. No. So the Talmud told the Ramban, ever, when I came there, it was so posh that why the Rebbeinu was going to this gezeira. It would have been a bizoyan to ask in the name of the Ramban why the Rebbeinu was going to this gezadin. Zog the Ramban. Now I'll tell you over a taitchen Ramban. The odd people here will say over the yoim again. We said in today's yoim, the minu elekim. We imagine and it looks like elekim midas adin. Chas decho bekerev eicholecho. Bekerev eicholecho. Oymen in himmel. Nishno, it's not din. Siz chas decho, it's his chesed. The Rebbeinu Shel Shloim is a toivu meitiv in chanu barachum. Can somebody imagine, somebody goes in the street, lo eleinu, and he falls. He falls. He breaks a bone. Goes to hospital, he can't walk. And they take a scan. And they see Lo Eleinu hot yada machle in the foos. And because they caught it at such an early stage, they can save his life. I'm allowed to ask, this that he fell and he broke a bone, is din or rachamim? Din? They saved his life! Any difficulty he goes through is kuloi chesed verachamim. Deminu, in the world is his elekim. Let me come back to the question I started with today. Why Tisha B'Av afternoon? Tisha B'Av and Shiva Osa B'Tamos. These 2 days, what do these 2 days significate? The night of Shiva Osa B'Tamos at the Chasam Sofer, this night, which Chomesh Unglücken happened to Klal Yisrael. The two most difficult days in the year for Klal Yisrael are Shivos of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The night of Shivos of Tammuz was the night that Boaz and Rus came together. From this night came out Malchus Beis Dovid, Melech Mashiach. Shivos of Tammuz looks by us a dark day. From this day came out Malchus Beis Dovid and Melech Mashiach. That's when Ovid was born. Tisha B'Av afternoon, we all know, Melech Mashiach is born. Melech Mashiach's birthday is Tisha B'Av, but not only Tisha B'Av. Melech Mashiach's birthday is Tisha B'Av afternoon. So I saw Rav Pinchus Zichrono Livracha in his gewaltige Sefer Nefesh Emshin. He says, a moshel. There was an artist, and he wants to make a picture. Could they an artist to make a picture? You can't be distracted. No distractions. So what did he do? He went to the top of a mountain. There's no mobile phones there. Nobody's there. He went to the top of a mountain, and he took enough food for a few weeks. He doesn't need to see anybody. He doesn't need to hear from anybody. And he's going to concentrate on his picture that he wants to make. And after 2-3 weeks, the picture is finished. So when you paint a painting, you want it to look real. Sometimes a painting doesn't look real. I saw this week a painting. It was rather a painting of all the Gerer Rebbes. The Pnei Menachem I recognized, the Lev Simcha I recognized, the Imre Emes I recognized. I never saw the Imre Emes, but I recognized the picture. Beis Yisrael, I didn't recognize. This painting, by me, wasn't the Beis Yisrael. A painting doesn't always look real. So this artist wanted that this painting should look real. So what did he do? He wanted to see, does it look real? So he put the painting by a stone, by a rock, and you don't look at the painting very close. You have to look at the painting a bit further away. So he went away a few steps, and he was looking at this painting to see, does it look real? And then he saw, let me try another. And he went another step back. Now, he was on top of a mountain. When he was going backwards, from where he was standing, another 3 steps, he's going to fall in the toim. And he's concentrating on this painting. And a yid kumpunkt aroif this mountain, and he sees the artist going backwards, looking at his painting, and he's not realizing what's going on around him. And he shouts, Chaim! He doesn't hear. He's so concentrated on his, he doesn't hear. Chaim! He doesn't hear. And he's now going back another step. He's 2 steps from Tehoim. What did this Chaim do? He took a stone and he broke the painting. He broke the painting. Then the artist looked. What did you do here? 3 weeks. Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. You've thrown away. What did I do? Look behind you. He's 1 step from Tehoim. This Chaim, is a mazik or not? He saved his life. He broke a painting, yes. A falus of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But he saved his life! This is Din or Rachamim. What is this? Din or Rachamim. Rain, Rachamim. The Sreifus Beis Hamikdash Tisha B'Av in the afternoon saved Klal Yisrael. Through that we're existing today. If not, if the Beis Hamikdash would have stayed, so in Chazal will come Klal Yisrael Nishkevein. Tisha Etzem for Brennan the Beis Hamikdash. This is the biggest taiva that a Boy Yeshiva could do for Klal Yisrael. He broke the painting. They saved our lives. Noilet went of it. The Boy Yeshiva should help us. Hareinu Hashem Chazdecho. We want to understand, and being of the world, we should see your chasodim. And the Boy Yeshiva should be on every one of us. on Klal Yisrael, of Yoshua Es Yisrael, Toi v'chesed, ach Toi v'chesed, Yidufuni kol yimei chayai, chayai, chayenu. And we should all be zoiche in Gichen, to be mekabel melech Mashiach, and Tishbov will come together, and we'll drink wine, in et machen ha-yontiv, v'im heido v'yomeinu, omein.
Good.